Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We've got a pretty tight agenda and have to move pretty fast today. We have the minutes from the last meeting.
No, we're not doing that at this meeting.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're just doing the budget. Yep.
Okay. I'm looking through my stuff here and was wondering myself. Okay.
Yep.
Then we've got just for today's meeting a discussion of the BCPL budget request. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. So Tia, how many individuals are you going to be meeting with relative to the budget, or what do you anticipate relative to that?
It is typical to meet with each member of Joint Finance or their staff, and that is a total of 16 people.
Okay. Have any of those meetings been scheduled at this point?
All of them have been scheduled.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, all but two have been scheduled.
Okay.
It takes a couple of weeks to get through them all. And our budget is up on April 13th. I mean, the week of April 13th.
All right, then. Is this something we need to discuss in the form of a motion, or how do we need to go forward with this? How have you handled this in the past?
It's not been an issue in the 10 years I've been here. We've been submitting, I think with one exception, every budget that I've been involved with was a cost to continue budget. And so we have not asked for increased spending or programs. And so it's not been controversial or an issue either with the board or with the Joint Finance Committee.
Okay, Brad, this is Doug. I have a thought maybe this morning just to move us along. I would make a motion that the board approves of Tia's meeting with Joint Finance members to present the budget as recommended by the governor, and to answer any questions they may have, which is what's been the policy for many years. Typically, small agencies appear before a Joint Finance Committee, although in this case, they've not asked for that, and therefore, you meet with the individual members and answer any questions they have.
Okay. I'll second that so we can begin the discussion here then.
This is Matt here. I'm probably the one that has the concerns, so I'll just quickly say my concerns. There's a little discrepancy between what the governor's budget had and what a budget that was submitted by the BCPL staff in September said. My understanding is he called for a reduction of two positions under BCPL's actual staff, not necessarily the money, transferring it over to DOA under a shared agency services pilot program. And Tia sent us some emails that it might be delayed a year or something. But I guess I'd like to know, one, is that still something he's pursuing from BCPL having talked to their office, as well as Tia has said that she wants to support and lobby of the governor's budget request. But I've heard her previously say she doesn't support moving these two positions outside of the BCPL. So I guess I want to know what is it?
Yes. So, Matt, I did put in some detail this information in a previous email. The status, I never said I didn't. We expressed concerns about losing an accountant. Pretty hard to manage a $1 billion trust fund without an accountant. But, as it turns out, the governor's office and the Department of Administration concluded they were unprepared to move forward with the shared agency services pilot program. The governor's budget, the errata correction, I put this in an email last week, the governor's budget delays the shared agency services program by a year, governor's budget, as it will be submitted to Joint Finance, currently includes full funding for this agency and all staff.
You said delayed by a year. We're a two-year biennial budget, though, so would it be taken up in the second year or not?
Well, I can't speak for the governor's office, but I did have a conference call with DOA Deputy Secretary Kate Zeiske this week, and I have in my hand, it is delaying implementation until July 1, 2016.
Well, I don't have that in my hand, so I guess, first of all, I'd appreciate when those things come out that we see them. Second of all, so you said what year, 16?
Yeah, I sent you the contact names, Matt, so you could confirm this information.
But when you receive information from DOA on this, I don't know why it's not just forwarded to me. I don't know where the other commissioners come down, but I'd rather have everything at my disposal. I'll decide what I need or don't need, but I'd rather have everything. I cannot get too much information. So if you received, you said you received something from the DOA deputy secretary about this. I haven't seen that email.
There was a calendar request that came from DOA for all impacted agencies to get on a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that call was on Monday. I got on that call. When I opened up the calendar, there was a note in there that said the shared services pilot program will be delayed until July 1, 2016. It never occurred to me, and so I summarized that at least twice in an email to you, Matt.
My question is, if it's delayed 1 year and it moves two positions of the 9.5 that are dedicated to our agency, so in theory it would be 7.5 dedicated to our agency, the money, I understand, stays there, but they're delaying that to 2016, you said, July 1 or whatever. Are you in favor of that, or are you going to tell the finance members you oppose that? Because you've said previously in other meetings you oppose that, and you just did earlier about the accountant position.
I don't expect discussing this with Joint Finance. I am supporting the governor's budget request. DOA has a process by which they are going to reevaluate the shared services pilot program. This office is committed to working with DOA to implement that program in a way that ensures the continuation of services in this office, and I am confident we can do that.
Okay, a follow-up question to that would be, I had sent something else about the land archivist position. You had sent me something this morning. I don't know how familiar the other two commissioners are. I mean, I've been over there. I don't know if they've had the time to see the room. I understand in state law it directs us to, you know, maintain these records and make them available to the public. But I, as a commissioner, and maybe the Commissioner Schimmel being over at DOJ could possibly have one of his staff members look into it, but we are trustees of these two big funds, mainly the Common School Fund, having most of the money, and we are to do everything solely in the interest of the beneficiaries of our funds. And I don't understand how us paying for a land archivist at all benefits our trust funds. And I think it's, I would call it almost illegal for us to be doing that. And I have a real problem with that. I mean, this is a $60,000 plus position. That's a lot of money. So I want to know what the league, why we have to use our trust funds to pay for that.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 167 years, and I'd be happy to have the Department of Justice look into it.
Well, I mean, but can anybody here argue that maintaining those records, does anybody on this, any of us three commissioners think that helps the Common School Fund? I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, I don't think this is up for debate.
I would argue strenuously otherwise, Matt. I mean, that's, we've had a someone keeping these land records as required by law for 167 years. Here's how it benefits the Common School Fund, or the normal school fund for that matter. These are historic land records. We still own land, in spite of the fact that we have attempted to sell every acre in our possession, but that which has been acquired under land bank authority, we still own land. We are still required to keep these records. We have had a land records clerk or land record archivist for 167 years as custodians to the land records that are under the purview and responsibility of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands and have been since the time of statehood.
The fact that we're supposed to keep those records, in theory, just by the legislature, they could just move that anywhere else. They could move that to DNR, they could move it to DOA. they can move it anywhere else. We don't have to hold on to those records. I mean, I understand it's in the law now, but we don't have to. And I don't understand why we would be continuing to use, there's no benefit to the common school fund because we happen to own a little bit of land up north. That fund especially only has 6,000 acres. That just seems crazy to me that we would use half of the salary for a person. So let's say it's $40,000 after benefits for a common school fund because we own some land. That doesn't add up to me.
This is Doug. I can chime in on the 2 points the treasurer's raised. That issue with the common information technology is an issue for my office as well, because we handle a lot of technology issues, and we have also been talking with DOA about the possible unworkability of their proposal, and the fact that they have now delayed it for a year is a good thing. We don't know what's going to happen. That they may decide to exempt small agencies like Secretary of State and like the Land Board, and we'll be in conversation with them. I'm sure Tia will. It does present some problems for agencies that have their own complicated accounting systems. And so I think things should stand the way they are, and over the next year it will develop, and the board can deal with whatever we need to as that evolves. On the second issue, because I've been around a long time, I can remember when we decided that those that we are responsible for, and at the moment we are, needed to be gotten in good condition. And we began a process which is completed now, I think to a large extent, to preserve and maintain those important records. It's a very small amount of money. You keep saying it's a lot of money, but, you know, we return about 96 cents of every dollar that we earn to the beneficiaries. Something like $250,000 has gone to the libraries in the last 10 years. So it isn't that large amount of money. I would have no objection over the period of the next many months if someone were to institute a little bit of a research project as to, is there a better place for the legislature to store those records? If they want to send them to the Historical Society, et cetera, et cetera. But at the moment, it's our responsibility, and I think we should maintain them as we have.
Well, one follow-up to that. We have 9.5 full-time positions. This is one of that. That's a tenth. So even though you might say it's a small amount of money, obviously we're a small agency. One-tenth of our workforce is not small. I mean, if a company shut down one-tenth, that'd be big. And whether or not we maintain them, I see a sense of language that's in the statute. We're required to maintain and make available. Well, they've been sorted. I've seen them. They're in there. They're in a room. We maintain them. It doesn't mean we have to staff the position. And if we did, for let's say somebody had to come up for some title search or something, we could have somebody in there part-time, and we can charge them or something. I guess in the law it says it has to be free. So I don't know. I would see that it should be moved ultimately, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just one further comment. Matt, I know that you feel strongly that we should sell our land. We can't do it without a land record archivist. We have to clear title before we can convey a parcel of land, and our land record archivist does that. So if you want us to sell our land, we're going to need a land record archivist.
Well, we're not selling a lot of it right now, so that's not really a problem.
This is Brad. I confess I don't know enough about what the land archivist does, and I'll have to explore that a little. And I'm willing to do that. I wonder, relative to our budget, and I've unfortunately got a 9 o'clock meeting as well. So I wonder if, relative to our budget, we can't authorize the executive secretary to go forward and advocate with joint finance for the budget as currently proposed by the governor. And if we decide as the commissioners to make some cuts to the agency, we can always do that, right? I mean, if the budget gives us the money, that doesn't mean we have to spend it. I'm still getting used to this a little bit, the Madison way of doing things. So I'm.
Yes, that's true. And you know, there were no budget. The governor's original proposal, when there was a shared agency pilot program, did not cut our budget. It was going to take the staff and then have us pay DOA. At the moment, DOA is unprepared and unable to provide the services we need, and that's why the program is delayed.
Okay. Does that sound reasonable that we, because we're going to have to move forward. Joint Finance can't wait till, you know, a month and a half from now for us to start talking with them. Can we move forward as it is now? And if we make determinations through the course of the year that we've got staff that we don't need to retain, we can make that decision later.
You know, but this is Doug. That sounds very reasonable to me. I don't think we should make precipitous changes at this point, and you're absolutely right. We can always decide, and I think the IT issue is going to develop, and that's going to be important to many agencies. So in respect to your time frame, I would move the question so we can vote on the motion.
This is Matt real quick. If you guys have things to do, that's fine by me. I just generally want to make sure that we're, you know, we can outlast to what the Commissioner Schimmel said. Obviously, we can make cuts down the road. I mean, TO seemingly wants to talk to these 16 JFC members that are staff most likely. I mean, whatever. Obviously, nothing stops the three of us from talking to those people as well. So, but I generally don't. I don't know what Tia's going to say in these meetings, so I'm not going to. I personally don't want. I won't authorize her to do it because I'm assuming she's going to work against that shared services pilot committee because she said that in the past. I support that. So, but if we want to just vote, let's just go ahead and vote and move on.
Okay. Then we can. All in favor of permitting the Executive Secretary to meet with Joint Finance Committee members and advocate for the budget as proposed by the Governor, say aye.
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 It works. So do we have three ayes?
Yeah, I don't care. She can, okay. Obviously Tia can talk, that's fine.
Okay. Anything else
nope.
to pick up today?
We move adjournment?
Yes, please.
We have a
I second that. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed can stay on the line.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.